This next story is about another bank run in South America, in Bolivia. The banking problems there are particular to that country's economy and not tied to any of the recent turmoil in the U.S. or Switzerland. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this report.
An official with Bolivia's central bank walks the long line stretching three downtown blocks in La Paz. How many dollars will you take, she asks the worried customers.
La verdad es que yo necesito $6,000 porque se ha hecho el contrato de $6,000.
Luisa Zapata says she needs $6,000. A debt has now come due. There have been long lines at banks and exchange houses for weeks as foreign reserves in the Andean nation have nosedived. Zapata spent the night in this line.
Me pasó el frío y no me traje una buena cama.
It was really cold. I didn't have anything good to sleep on, and in the morning it rained and I got soaked, she says. Frustrations erupt when the bank official tells everyone the doors are closing and to try back later. Zapata says, now what? The man she owes wants his dollars now.
Me está presionando y que no me deja tranquila.
He's pressuring me. He won't leave me alone, she says. The current crisis is a far cry from the boom years when Bolivia's foreign reserves were flush thanks to a large supply of natural gas. For nearly 20 years, the previous government of leftist Evo Morales and his party's successor used dollars to keep the exchange rate fixed and the economy stable, says Eduardo Gamarra of Florida International University.
Not only were they using them to support the dollar, but they were using it for public investment, stimulating the economy so that it would grow, right? And especially after COVID, that worked, but it's unsustainable.
Now natural gas reserves are drying up and the cost of imports are high due to the Ukraine war. Bolivia's dollar accounts have shriveled from $15 billion in 2014 to around $3 billion now. Last week, the rating agency Fitch downgraded Bolivia's debt further into junk territory. Bolivia's finance minister, Marcelo Montenegro, took to state-run TV on Sunday to calm fears.
Está generándose un ambiente de estabilidad donde las personas pueden comprar el pan.
The economic outlook is stable, he said. If it wasn't, then bread prices and transportation costs would be soaring, he added. But the government controls prices, keeping both low, says Bolivian economist Roberto Lacerna. He says it's unclear how much longer, though, they can keep it up.
That, of course, will have a huge political cost, because once the price of gasoline goes up, the price of transportation will go up, and every good, every service will go up as well.
On the same day the finance minister insisted all was well, former President Evo Morales publicly disagreed.
¿Sabe, hermano Lucho, no estamos tan bien económicamente?
Morales told a group of party faithful things are not well economically. More state spending on the poor and elderly is the answer, he added.
Nuevas políticas sociales para la gente humilde, para la gente pobre.
But 42-year-old Mariel Cathín needs help now, to the tune of $20,000. I've tried at exchange houses. I waited 7 hours at the central bank, she says. Like many in Bolivia, she has to pay her rent in dollars and 2 years up front. It's a big headache, she says. And she worries her country's banking troubles aren't going to get better anytime soon. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.